My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by River of Heaven Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-929-477-2324. Again, that's 1-929-477-2324.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessings to you in the name, Lord Jesus. Blessings. Blessings to every listener. Blessing to everyone getting on the line to listen in to the broadcast. I bless you. I bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus. This is your host, Minister Melissa, here on Leaders of Legacy Radio. And I just thank you for tuning in. I thank you. I thank you. I bless all the listeners. I bless all those chiming in, all those that take the time to just listen in to hear what the Lord is saying. And just thank you. Just thank you. Just thank you. We thank you and we bless you. We thank you. Leaders of Legacy Radio loves you. We love each and every one of you. And we pray the favor and the blessing of the Lord be upon you. And in this broadcast, we're going to be discussing the uncomfortableness of the process. The process. The process. Everyone knows that Jesus endured a process. Jesus endured the ultimate process and became the example for us to follow. Amen. So we're going to dig into the scriptures a little bit tonight. And we're going to be reading a lot out of the book of Matthew. And so just want you to prepare your heart. And right now, let's just enter into a time of prayer. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that your word is truth. We thank you, Lord, that your word is life. We thank you, O God, that your word, Lord, is a lamp unto our feet, O God, a light to our paths, Lord Jesus. So today, O God, we ask, Jesus, that you would open the eyes of our hearts and open the eyes of our understanding, O God, that we would be able to hear your word and receive your word to the fullness of what you're sending it out for, Lord. We thank you and we bless you. We bless your word. Let every ear be opened, O God. Let every heart be attentive, O God. And let our spirits receive what you have for this hour. We thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So let's get started. Let's look into the scriptures starting in Matthew 20. I'm going to start there in the book of Matthew, chapter 20, verse 20 through 28. And I'm going to read there. And it heads off like this. The wife of Zebedee approached Jesus with her sons, James and John. She knelt before him and asked him for a favor. He said to her, "What is it that you want?" She answered, "Make the decree that these, my sons, will rule with you in your kingdom, one sitting on your right hand, one on your left." Jesus replied, "You don't know what you are asking." Then, looking in the eyes of Jacob and John, Jesus said, "Are you prepared to drink from the cup of suffering that I am about to drink? Are you able to endure the baptism into death that I am about to endure?" They answered him, "Yes, we are able." Jesus replied, "You will indeed drink the cup of my suffering and be immersed into my death." Jesus told them, "But to be the ones who sit at the place of highest honor is not mine to decide. My Father is the one who chooses them and prepares them." The other 10 disciples were listening to all of this, And a jealous anger arose among them against the two brothers. Jesus, knowing their thoughts, called them to his side and said, "Kings and those with great authority in this world rule oppressively over their subjects like tyrants. But this is not your calling." I'll repeat that. This is not your calling. You will lead by a completely different model. The greatest one among you will live as the one who is called to serve others, because the greatest honor and authority is reserved for the one with the heart of a servant. For even the Son of Man did not come expecting to be served, but to serve and give his life in exchange for the salvation of many. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, God, for your word. We thank you. We thank you. Jesus, knowing what he was about to endure, had one goal in mind. Despite of anything, Jesus kept his focus on to what the Father was leading. Jesus' focus was to serve the Father's will. Humbly, he came to fulfill the promise. His promise was with much pain, yet he endured to the end and fulfilled his high calling. Many times we often want to get to places of the top. We want to get to the mountaintop, and we don't endure. We don't endure the process of becoming. We don't endure the process of dying to ourselves. We don't endure the process of walking humbly, first and foremost as servants, servants of the Lord. We ask, but yet are we really ready to receive the things that we ask the Lord for? Are we truly ready to be good stewards of what we ask, to be faithful in the little so that much is given? Are we really ready to take on the weight of becoming all that Jesus destined us to be? There's a process that we must endure. There was a process that Jesus had to endure. There was a process for him to fulfill his calling on the cross. And that's what he was called for. Jesus was born so that he could bridge the gap and reconcile us to the Father for eternity. That was his purpose. And his mindset was only to fulfill what he heard the Father say and what he saw the Father doing. And despite everything that was happening around him, despite people asking, despite sitting in the midst of sinners and betrayers and backstabbers and accusers, Jesus kept his eyes on the main thing. Amen. So with Jesus' great triumph comes an amount of pain to endure, even to death. At any cost, are we willing to fulfill that high calling? We don't know the exact price that we would have to pay when we say yes to Jesus. But I can assure you as a living testimony, it's so worth it. It is so worth it. It's so worth it, the process that we need to endure. And I myself am constantly going through a process. But in this moment in my life right now, I am in a deep, deep transition process that you know, everything inside of us needs to die so that we become more like him. There's such a great calling. There's so much work for us to achieve here on the earth that we have to really go through the process of shattering and being broken. And like I spoke in the last broadcast, I said about remaining on the potter's wheel. Are we truly a people that truly remain on the potter's wheel for him to be broken and processed over and over as he see fit for where we're walking? Amen. You see, this mother, Salomon was her name, like most of the other Jews, expected Jesus to establish his kingdom here on earth and wanted her sons, James and John, to have positions of power and influence. So she asked him on their behalf. Little did she know the suffering they would endure for being closely connected to Jesus. Little did she know that James was going to be the first martyr. that John would be imprisoned on the island of Patmos. Little did she know what she was asking the Savior to do for her children. Little did she know. Little do we know. Little do we know what it would cost to die to ourselves and partake of his cup. Oh, that cup of suffering is an ongoing process. It's not something that's once and done and over with. We are constantly becoming, being made over, being renewed, being processed, being refined. We are constantly becoming until he comes for us. Until either we pass from this earth or our Savior comes and redeems us. Amen. Comes and gets us and takes us up in glory. So dying to ourselves and partaking of his cup of suffering is an ongoing process, y'all. Look at the week leading up unto the crucifixion. Let's focus on that process that Jesus endured. All he would endure, yet he still went as a servant. As a servant. To the Father's will, not his own. Jesus still went. Jesus still went. Are we a people when times get tough, when the testing gets real and life gets real and it shows us who isn't and circumstances change and everything's flipped inside out and upside down? Are we a people that will still serve the Father's will and not our own? I encourage you today to let your yes be yes and your no be no and follow the leading of where the Father is leading you. Amen. So first and foremost, Jesus endured a process of rejection. And we're going to go into the scriptures. We're going to jump around in the scriptures a little bit. So we're going to look up Matthew 26, verses 56 through 67. And it says this, But this has all taken place that the writings of the prophets might be fulfilled. Then all the disciples deserted him and fled. Jesus before the Sanhedrin. Those who had arrested Jesus took him to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the teachers of the law and the elders had assembled. But Peter followed him at a distance, right up to the courtyard of the high priest. He entered and sat down with the guards to see the outcome. Notice how Peter tarried behind like a little coward and then sat with the guards to watch them bring Jesus before Caiaphas. The chief priest and the whole Sanhedrin were looking for false evidence against him, accusation, and against Jesus so that they could put him to death. But they did not find any. Oh God, may we be found blameless in your sight. Though many false witnesses came forward, finally two came forward and declared, "This fellow said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and rebuild it in 3 days." Then the high priest stood up and said to Jesus, "Are you not going to answer? What is this testimony that these men are bringing against you?" But Jesus remained silent. Jesus remained silent. The high priest said to him, "I charge you under oath by the living God. Tell us if you are the Messiah, the Son of God." They didn't even recognize who was standing before them. These religious folks did not even recognize who was standing before them. "You have said so," Jesus replied, "but I say to all of you, from now on you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest tore his clothes and said, "He has spoken blasphemy. Why do we need any more witnesses? Look now, you have heard the blasphemy. What do you think? He is worthy of death," they answered. They spit in his face and struck him with their fist. Others slapped him and said, "Prophesy to us, Messiah, who hit you?" My God. My God. Now Peter was sitting out in the courtyard, and a servant girl came to him. "You also were with Jesus of Galilee," she said, but he denied it before them all. "I don't know what you're talking about," he said. Then he went out of the gateway, where another servant girl saw him and said to the people there, "This fellow was with Jesus of Nazareth." He denied it again with an oath. I do not know the man. After a little while, those standing there went up to Peter and said, Surely you are one of them. Your accent gives you away. They began to call down curses, and he swore to them, I don't know the man. Immediately, a rooster crowed. Then Peter remembered the word Jesus has spoken. Before the rooster crows, you will disown me three times. And he went outside and wept bitterly. So the first process is the process of rejection. Knowing himself, who he was belittled by the ones who should have recognized him. He was rejected by the one who walked closely with him. He was rejected. He faced the same exact rejection that some of us face here in our lives today, yet he didn't say a word. Yet he didn't say a word. He did not speak a word. A process of humility. Let's go on to Matthew 27, verse 14. A process of humility. And the scripture reads, But Jesus made no reply, not even to a single charge, to the great amazement of the governor. Now it was the governor's custom at the festival to release a prisoner chosen by the crowd. At that time, they had a well-known prisoner whose name was Jesus, Barabbas. So when the crowd had gathered, Pilate asked them, Which do you want me to release to you? Jesus Barabbas, or Jesus who is called the Messiah? For he knew it was out of self-interest that they had handed Jesus over to him. So here, a process of humility in Matthew chapter 27, verse 14. He, having the power to retaliate, he chose to turn his cheek and humbly come in peace with nothing to prove. He never spoke a word. The process of humility, from being brought into the Pharisees, from being brought into Caiaphas' court, to being brought before the people, and they're lashing out at him, they're saying all kind of things about him. He chose to remain in humility. Amen. How many times have we been accused? How many times have you been talked about? How many times have you been wrongfully blamed, and so on and so on? Put yourself there and responded to the negativity. How many times have you yourself took on the form of Jesus and just remained silent? Remain silent and let people think what they think. Let them say what they say. Let them do what they will, but you remained in a place of humility, knowing that you didn't have to defend yourself. Jesus knew that he didn't have to defend himself. Oh, the process of humility will break us, y'all. The process of humility will break us to the point where God removes our right to be right. Amen? He removes our right to be right in the process of humility. Amen. Amen. So he just continued to walk as the Father directed him to walk. Everything that he saw the Father, that's what he did. So let's move on. A process of promise. Matthew 26, verse 36 through 39. The process of promise. 36 through 39, and it reads as follows. Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, Sit here while I go over there and pray. And mind you, again, this is all the processes that Jesus endured before going to fulfill his promise on the cross. Amen. Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, Sit here while I go over there and pray. He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me. Going a little further, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet, not as I will, but as you will." How many times can we say that we were willing to pray that prayer? Pray that prayer, Father, not my will, but your will be done. Not my cup, O God, not my way, Lord, but your way, Lord, your way. And that was the cry from a place of promise that Jesus knew that he had to cry out in that place of promise. You know, he had an assignment to fulfill so the promise for our redemption would come to pass. Not my will, but your will be done. Imagine if Jesus would have aborted the promise and walked away there. Imagine what would have happened if Jesus wasn't willing to fulfill the Father's commands. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for walking out your promise. A promise of mistreatment. And that's Matthew 26, 66 through 67. All right, let's read these two scriptures. And it reads as follows, a process of mistreatment. Bear with me 1 minute. Then they spit in his face and struck him with their fists. Others slapped him. Others screamed out to him, "Prophesy, Messiah, who hit you?" And we read this in the previous processes that I spoke about. We read this, but it's emphasizing that they mistreated him. And even in the mistreatment, the same one shouting Hosanna earlier, later, where they were the same one shouting, "Crucify him, kill him, kill him," spitting at him, smacking him, fight, you know, punching him, all these things. And yet Jesus still remained humble. He still endured the process of mistreatment. He still endured in never saying a word, never saying a word, never speaking a word. Moving on to the process of being denied for a brief moment. The Father turning his face. The process. How many of us have ever felt so alone and we're just like, "God, where are you, Lord? Where are you, Father? Where are you, Father?" Crying out and wondering just where God is, feeling rejected, feeling like, you know, we're never going to make it through, or just feeling all alone and forgotten and left behind. So a process of being denied for a brief moment. And it reads as follows, Matthew 27 verse 45 and 46. And it says, "From noon until 3 PM, darkness came over all the land. About 3 PM, Jesus cried out in a loud voice." "Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani," which means, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Jesus, in his darkest moment, felt like the Father had forsaken him and cried out. In our darkest moments, do we cry out to the Father from a place of deep desperation, from a place of deep brokenness? Or do we just forfeit? Do we just forfeit the things that God is asking us to surrender and walk through, the process of dying to ourselves? Do we forfeit in that moment? Or do we cry out as Jesus cried out on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me?" In that moment, the Father has no choice. The Father has no choice to fulfill his promise, to endure us through the end of the process, and turn his face for a brief moment until we become. Can you imagine the Father's heart to hear Jesus crying in agony? It's the same way for each of us. It's the same way when we cry unto the Father hears, the Father listens. The Father is alert and attentive to the cries of his children. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And the last and final process of death and resurrection. Matthew 28, verse 6. And it reads, "He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay." A process of death and resurrection. We must die daily so all would know that he was, he is, and he will forever be. We fool ourselves thinking we can influence the world living exactly like they do. Jesus never did that. Jesus never did that. Nobody has ever changed the world in acting like the world. Nobody. In order to do something different, in order to bring a change, you have to do things different. And it was proof of Jesus dying and resurrecting on the cross and seeing the empty tomb. The disciples seeing the empty tomb, the women running to see the empty tomb, and proof that he endured the process of death and resurrection. Same thing is with us. Though they slay me, Lord, yet I will seek you. Lord, yet I will call unto you. Job in his darkest hours. Though they slay me, Lord, yet I will seek you. We have to be a people that are willing to die daily, and pick up our cross and walk daily, following out the measure of this salvation that we've been. Each of us have something to accomplish. All of these things he knew would occur, yet he's still the chosen one, the one whose name is above every name, the one who healed, the one who was without sin, the humble one, the one who came so you and I can live. Each and every day, endure your process. Each and every day, endure your process. I say it again. Each and every day, pick up your cross and endure your process. As servants of the Lord, celebrating his triumphant entry, even still over 2,000 years later, may we never forget the cost, the process he endured for us to live. May we never forget the focus he kept, the commitment he fulfilled. Oh God, with his shed blood and nail-pierced hands, may we complain less and desire to become more of servants, becoming refreshed as servants before rushing into titles, before rushing into positions, before rushing for human approval, before rushing for anyone to desire us. Oh God, and may we count the cost. May we always remember the cost that you prayed, that you paid. Excuse me, Lord Jesus, the cost that Jesus paid. May we always remember that it is going to cost us something. It is going to cost us something. This faith that we proclaim will cost us. It will cost us dying. It will cost us being rejected. It will cost us being forsaken. It will cost us being more mistreated. But the word says that blessed are you. Blessed are you when they persecute you for my name's sake. Blessed are we when we are persecuted, when we are lied about, when we are slandered, when we are talked about. Blessed are we. There's blessing in the process. Endure your process. Endure your process, brothers and sisters under the sound of my voice. Endure your process and serve. Serve with a whole heart. Serve with humility. Serve with purpose. Serve him. Serve him. Serve him. No one can touch your soul, because your soul knows that greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. So they cannot touch our soul. Our soul is promised unto the Lord as we live out our process of redemption. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, you're so good. You're so good. The betrayal may be real. The pain may be real, but something that seems dead today is about to receive sudden life. Your purpose, your destiny, you will live. I say today that you will live. I speak to myself that you shall live. Sons and daughters of the Most High God, you shall live and not die. You shall not die through the process of becoming. Today is a strategic day of hope. Celebrate. Celebrate your hope. Celebrate and honor your King, the servant slain for your freedom. Oh God, we honor you, Jesus. We honor you, Jesus, the Son of God, the Lamb who was slain, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who takes away the sins of the world. Be glory and honor forever, Lord Jesus. Glory, honor, and power, Lord, be yours, oh Jesus, forever and ever and ever. Amen. 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 I thank you, God. I thank you, God, for your word, oh God, is a weapon, oh God, unto those, oh God, whom you have called to endure this battle, Lord, of life, oh God. I thank you, oh God, that through the process, Lord, we become more and more and more like you, Lord Jesus, laying ourselves down to be crucified with you, my Jesus, our Savior. May we be a people, oh Lord, that seek you all of our days, day and night. May we be a people, oh God, that prevail in prayer, oh God. May we be a people, oh God, that seek you, that seek your face, Lord Jesus, that seek your way, that seek your will, that endure the process so that we may be made righteous, Lord, holy, sanctified, Lord, in you, Lord Jesus. And you, Lord Jesus, we thank you for the fire. We thank you, Lord, for the pruning. We thank you, God, for the process of becoming a greater us made in your image, oh God. May we truly reflect you, Lord, in all that we do, oh God. May we truly reflect you, my Jesus. Rose kanamakyan darabashu tiribikyas. Niamana namasheta rabakos ekana maridias yatian de robokos riasotana masheta rabakias. Oh God, everyone under the sound of my voice, oh God, may they endure until the end, endure until the end, endure until the end, oh God. We pray, oh God, for our sisters and brothers, oh God, that are across the nations, Lord, being persecuted, oh God, in this hour for the gospel of Jesus that we proclaim, oh God. I thank you, God, for a strengthening, oh God, a strengthening right now, oh God, a fresh wind, oh God, to visit them, oh God, a fresh wind, oh God, that their faith would not fail, oh God, in this hour, Jesus, that their faith would not fail in this hour, God, and they be strengthened, oh God, and endure unto the end, oh God. We thank you for the power to endure. We thank you that you were the perfect lamb, oh God, led to the sacrifice, oh God. You, Jesus, endured the process to the end, and now you're roaring like the mighty lion. We thank you, Lion of Judah. We hear your call tonight, Lion of Judah. We hear your call in Jesus, and we will endure, oh Jesus, unto the end. So I thank you. I thank you, Lord. Bless every listener. Bless every family. Bless every village, oh God. Bless every home, oh God. Bless every nation, oh God, that listens in, oh God. Bless them, bless them, bless them, oh God. May they endure the process, Lord, unto the end of becoming, oh God, great servants, Lord, in your kingdom, oh God. We thank you and we bless you, Lord. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you, my brothers and sisters. May his face shine upon you. May he give you rest. May he give you unending favor. May he give you a peace that surpasses all understanding. And until we join together again on the next broadcast, I just bless you. May the favor of the Lord be ever present upon you. The Lord keep you and he bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Worthy, Lord, you're so worthy. You're so worthy, and we just glorify you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you are and all that you've done. I bless all you listeners. I bless you for listening in. And once again, this is your host, Minister Melissa, over here in the United States, just praying for each and every one under the sound of my voice. I thank you. If you would like to contact Leaders of Legacy Ministry, please do so. Send us an email. Send us an email and let us know how we can pray for you, how we can be of service for you. And just know that we're praying for you. You're not alone. You can email us at enthronedimagelol@yahoo.com. And again, it's enthronedimage@lol. @yahoo.com. You can email us and we will surely send you a response back. So we look forward to tuning in with you again on the next broadcast. We thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name. Bye-bye. Hallelujah.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.